So this is me back up in the clock tower at St. Catherine's. You hear it ticking away yet again. The clock's gone fast and it's time for me just to stop it for 5 minutes and revert everything to normal. So I'm just taking a look at where we are with the time and making sure that when I stop it, I genuinely will stop it for 5 minutes. It's important we get this right. I suppose I could overdo it a little bit, but here we go. Leap into the workings of the clock itself, and there we go. It is a strange little habit. I do it, I guess, every 6 weeks or so, maybe every 2 months. Just stop it, and there we are. It's a funny day today. I don't want to stop time today. I want to wind it back. I want to wind it back. I wish I could wind back yesterday. I wish I could wind back last week. I wish I could wind back the past few months. I wish I could wind it back. I can't. You can't do it. You just have to get on with stuff and move on. And there are times when you have no control. Over time, you have no control over events, you have no control over yourself or the people around you. And you just want to wind things back and have a second go. You can't. Just have to keep going. That's the way life is. You look at things and think to yourself, if only. If only. Terrible thought, that one. It's a thought of regret. And I'm not the kind of person who regrets things. Normally. But I'm just in a place at the moment where I have too many of them. Too many of them crowding in. And there we go. C'est la vie. Move on. Next, please. It is what it is. Because, of course, the thing about, if only, the thing about turning back time, the thing about having another go, you'd probably do it just the same all over again. You'd probably make the same mistakes all over again. You'd be the same person. The people around you would be the same people. The same misunderstandings would happen because you think you'd be as clear next time as you were last time, because actually you were really clear and people just didn't get it. And sometimes you were just terrible and people did get it. You can apologize for what you should apologize for and realize that if you did it again, you'd do it again. If only is a stupid thing to say. Because if you did it again, you would do it again. You can't turn back time. If you had a second go, you would be the same person. And the people around you would be the same people. Oh well. So you take time out. Think, well, at least we'll have a breather from life. You can't have a breather from life. You just got to carry on living. You got to pray and seek God and move on and reach back in to the clock and find that if the pendulum has stopped, the only answer is to swing it again and let it go. And live on somehow. God is here, always. And if only is a terrible thought. Because there's a now, a today, and a tomorrow. Pressing on to what lies ahead, we forget what's gone and trust.